USA Radio News.
Today in Philadelphia, President Trump delivered remarks at the National Electrical Contractors Association. The president discussed manufacturing jobs.
New manufacturing jobs since the election, and that number very shortly will be up, David, to 640,000.
And if you remember, the past administration said those are jobs that you're not going to be adding. You're going to need a magic wand. Do you remember that magic wand? There was no magic wand. It's good policy and other things. We're in the midst of a manufacturing renaissance.
The FBI is continuing their investigation into the sexual harassment allegations against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the floor.
The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Do America's young adults expect to do better or worse financially than their parents? That's what a new poll asked, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the results.
The poll finds about half of young Americans expect to be financially better off than their parents. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press and MTV, and it found that half of the 15 to 26-year-olds do think they'll eventually be better off than their parents in terms of household finances, while about 29% expect to do about as well, and 20% expect to be worse off than their folks. Parents were slightly more optimistic. 60% think their kids will do better than they did. Overall, only 12% of the parents said they felt their children might do worse. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking at your final numbers on Wall Street for this Tuesday, the Dow Jones was up 122 points to close the day at 26,773. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Record executive and marketing man Steve Stout has teamed with LeBron James, and they've created a new HBO sports documentary called Student Athlete. Now, they talk about different issues in this documentary. One of the things, though, they discuss is whether a collegiate athlete should be paid. Michael Soklov is an author. He has a new book out titled The Last Temptation of Rick Pitino. I had a chance to chat with Soklov, and one of the things I asked him was if he believes eventually collegiate athletes will be paid.
Well, I don't know. I think it has to. They have to redraw the whole thing here. But the blue ribbon panel chaired by former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said very strongly that the NCAA should retain its, quote, amateur model. And my point is, it's not an amateur model. You know, we talked about Brian Bowen Jr., who was Pitino's last recruit. His family was said to have been promised $100,000 for him to attend the University of Louisville. And the kid, by the way, may not have known anything about it. $19,500 actually ever made its way to his family. That is 0.25% of Pitino's $7.8 million salary. So that's staggering. You know, 0.25% was promised to this kid. His college career was wrecked for that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.